Limitless Wrestling fans. After a week hiatus due to some insane circumstances, the Limitless Wrestling podcast is back. John Alba, Randy Carver here, and since I haven't been able to talk to you in a couple of weeks, Randy, Mac Daniels beat Danger Kid.
Yeah, he did. He got pretty lucky.
Lucky? Green. He pinned him clean in the middle of the ring.
No. Eric Greenleaf eats the European uppercut, and then Mac Daniels hits Danger Kid below the belt. It's video footage online. And, sure, he won. Cool.
He pinned him clean in the middle of the ring.
All right, John. Your boy. Successful. Good for him.
Honorary. Clap. Actually, you know what? You know, over on my other podcast, Living the Gimmick, we have a segment that we have a bump for. I guess I'll just play it.
It is now time for the Living the Gimmick Golf Clap of the Week.
And instead of the Living the Gimmick Golf Clap of the Week, it's going to Mac Daniels for beating Danger Kid.
We're off the rails here. We've only been doing this show for 2 minutes. I don't know what's going on.
Minute and 42 seconds to be exact. But okay. I'm just saying, what a win. What the ground in Let's Wrestle has shifted. It is a titanic accomplishment. And, man, big things. Once again, his world title shot.
I'm not sure. He's still got some ground to make up. I mean, this is his first victory, I believe. So he's got more ground to cover. But I mean, it was, you know, a very impressive match nonetheless, that he, you know, being what, less than 6 months into active in-ring competition, can beat someone like Danger Kid. It is impressive.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It is. Thanks for staying the obvious.
Whatever.
Anyway, what did you think of the Let's Wrestle show about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago?
I really enjoyed it. It did have its high and low moments. For anyone who was there, or anyone who may have heard, Sierra had quite a little injury that happened in the Cluster Jam matchup. Luckily, she was okay. There was honestly a couple-minute period where we thought that she may have broken her neck. She was going for a reverse Rana on TJ Crawford, and just shit happens. And unfortunately, she spiked on her head, and he came down right on top of her. And it was a very scary moment. Nothing that we've knock on wood, haven't had any super major injuries at Limitless or Let's Wrestle events. And this one is, you know, going to take her out of action for at least a couple months, I would assume. But we're very lucky that she was, you know, somewhat okay, and she spent the night in the emergency room locally, and they cleared everything. There was no cracks, no breaks. So thank God about that, because Sierra's, you know, super young, super, you know, fresh into the business, and just has been gaining so much ground very quickly. And it's been honestly a treat to work with her in Let's Wrestle and to have her a part of the team. So I'll be excited to have her back. But we saw some very good performances. Alec Price versus CJ Cruz in a last man standing match is definitely something that, once that drops on youtube.com/limitlesswrestling, I would go out of your way to see that one. As well as Calvin Strange versus Aiden Agro for the Let's Wrestle Championship. That was a very intense collision between two guys who have collided numerous times before, but nothing recently. So very fun contest there, and definitely a show once these matches start to drop, I would definitely check out. And all of this, again, just like any Let's Wrestle show, these are uploaded for free on youtube.com/limitlesswrestling. So I would say within the next couple weeks, be checking it out for updates.
Exciting stuff there. Good stuff going on with Let's Wrestle. And you want to promote the next show here?
Yeah. October 12th, back at the American Legion Post 84 in Orono. We've already announced that Classic Calvin Strange will be going one-on-one with the Masshole Mike McCarthy for the Let's Wrestle Championship.
That's a big match for the Masshole.
It is, and I think it's well deserved. I think he's kind of been, and I've said it before on this podcast, I think he's kind of the MVP of Let's Wrestle, especially throughout, you know, the first year of Let's Wrestle, and someone who I think in the grand scope of New England wrestling has been vastly underrated. So a big opportunity for him, and he can possibly become the Let's Wrestle champion. we've already announced Angel Sinclair, Ava Everett, your boy Mac Daniels will also be there October 12th.
Well, duh.
So definitely be checking for more updates and Main State Posse there as well. Tickets available, limitlesswrestling.com/letswrestle. I think we have 8 front row tickets left. Other than that, tons of general admission tickets available for just $10. So definitely check that out.
All right. Here we are. This is it, Randy. We are days away from the anniversary show. It is here. I can't believe the 4 years of Limitless Wrestling. It all comes to a head here. Not at the Portland Club, not at the Westbrook Armory, but the Portland Expo. You had a chance to check out the venue this past week for Know Your Enemy. What was it like stepping in there and actually being on the floor and envisioning a pro wrestling ring being set up in the middle there? And what are some of the details you can tell us about the venue itself that people need to be aware of?
Well, Danger Kid and I took a final walkthrough last week, and we had been in there at least twice before that. But this was the time where we were able to test like lighting, audio, basically everything that we're doing in that venue. And it was a very, you know, successful trip. This is a very cool venue for professional wrestling. It's going to be very comfortable for our fans as well, because, you know, the common complaint with some Limitless shows over the past year, year and a half have been the capacity. You know, we've come to a point where we're selling more tickets than we can really handle for some of our venues, where the Westbrook Armory at the top, we can do 550. At the Portland Club tops, we can do 400. So this is a huge step up. This is a venue that, you know, can seat 1,800 to possibly 2,000 people. I think our cap has been set at 1,800. But this is a huge venue, a huge step up. And it's very exciting because, you know, we've already surpassed our, you know, I don't want to say goal, but we've surpassed any previous Limitless shows with ticket sales. We're over, you know, the max capacity we've ever sold, which is amazing. I do have a goal of, selling over 1,000 tickets, so I hope that we can do that. But regardless, this is going to be a very fun time for Limitless Wrestling fans. It's just going to be a treat because it's a huge step up, and it's crazy how this is all coming together, because this is not something that necessarily was envisioned, especially at the start of Limitless Wrestling. I think to the, you know, very beginning when we started at fucking Cityside Restaurant behind a pizza hall for, you know, maybe 140 people. Not something that we ever envisioned in 4 years, but we've had amazing growth thanks to the support of Limitless Wrestling fans and the people who have believed in this. So we're excited to make this happen. A couple details that we did work out. The parking situation is going to be very similar for any locals who have gone to really any events at the Portland Expo or at Hadlock Field for the Portland Sea Dogs. The parking lot beside the Portland Expo will be open. There are 2 lots. Those will be paid lots, $10 per car, from what I've been told. There will be free parking, but you're going to have to park a little further down Park Avenue, past the Holy Donut area, where there is free parking after 5 p.m. on the street.
And just to make sure and make clear, this is not Limitless setting the prices for parking or anything like that, correct?
No, because those lots are owned by the Portland Expo. Mm-hmm. So that's completely them. There will be a lot that is open across the street from Hadlock Field as well. That is owned by a different business. So from what I've been told, it'll either be free or $10, depending on what they plan to do. But the 2 lots beside the Portland Expo will be paid parking. There is tons of street parking down Park Avenue that will be free after 5 p.m. And then other than that, you're going to be looking at probably the parking garage is a block over. And we will have information posted about that in the days leading up to the event. But if you are planning on coming into the city and parking like near Park Avenue, I would say probably expect to pay around $10 for parking, unless you do want to try street parking on Park Ave.
And there is parking around there. It's just finding it.
There's a lot of street parking that is free after 5 p.m. It's just on the side streets. It's not actually on Park Avenue, which is the street that the expo is on. But there are a ton of side streets that do have street parking available. It's just going to be a little bit of a walk. Your best bet is either to park on, you know, the open street parking on Park Ave or in the lots beside the Portland Expo.
No, it's very exciting. It's very exciting. And listen, everyone, like, listen to those parking details, because last thing you want is, hey, you're running a little late to the show because of traffic, or you got out of work late, then you don't know where to park. That's the last thing you want.
For sure. And there's a parking garage very close by. I just don't know the street off the top of my head, and I didn't prepare well for this podcast. There is a parking garage that's actually within sight of the Portland Expo, and I believe it's right by the hospital that's also within sight. So I'll have more details on that and post it on Facebook just so everybody knows. But just be aware of the parking situation being only the street parking on Park Ave and then the parking garage, like the parking lots beside the Expo and across from Hadlock. That's primarily what you're looking at. And from what I was told by officials at the Expo, it's for anyone who does know the parking situation for like Sea Dogs games, Red Claws games, anything like that, it is going to be very similar.
Yeah, and I mean, worst comes to worst, maybe have a little slip, intentionally break your arm, get yourself that hospital stay, and you can walk right over.
I don't know if that's a great plan, John. Break your arm for good parking for a wrestling show?
Wrestling fans, to the craft, wrestling fans are insane.
Hey, man, I don't disagree. I just don't know if I know anyone that hardcore about parking.
Wrestling fans are insane. So VIP, front row, GA floor seats, all gone. The only thing you're going to be able to get here at this point are GA bleacher seats. So, yeah. And by GA, of course, I mean general admission. The unique vantage point that we hit on the last podcast is that there hasn't been a Limitless show yet where you've been able to sit in an elevated seat. And maybe that's not a bad thing. You know, maybe that's kind of something different for a Limitless show.
No, I think that's pretty cool. And it's going to add different vantage points to the event that people would not normally get. So I think it is a cool addition. As you said, the general admission floor seats have sold out. So the only ticket options left are bleacher seats. They're $15 and they'll be available on limitlesswrestling.com until Thursday night. And then if you have not purchased yet, day of the show, I think we're opening the box office at 5 p.m. So,
you will be able to walk up.
It is a little change of how we've done it in the past, because usually you just wait in line and you come in and grab your ticket through the door. As you're walking through the doors, the only thing that they're doing is going to be checking tickets. They're not selling tickets. The box office will be selling tickets, which is right to the right side of the doors. So if you are looking for tickets night of the show, you'll be directed to the box office, and that's where you can pick them up.
So we are set to go here with Know Your Enemy. Randy, are we going to get any twists and turns after last card? What happened? I hope to hell not.
Christ, I hope no one gets pulled. that's not going to happen. But, twists and turns always happen at Limitless shows.
They do.
It's just not going to happen with talent this time.
All right, let's get into it right now. We've got the scramble. D.L. Hirst, Layla Hirsch, John Silver, Jody Threat, Evil Uno, and Harlow O'Hara. We are taping this on Saturday right now. Evil Uno is going to be in a huge match on probably one of the most watched wrestling shows of the entire year. I know we hit on in the past how excited you are for him, but now that this is pretty tangible, this match looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this one. This is a complete mixture. We've got three Limitless debuts in Evil Uno, Jody Threat, and Legit Layla Hirsch. And we've got three returns, D.L. Hirst, John Silver, and Harlow O'Hara. And, you know, as always, these scrambles are huge opportunities and huge statement matches. Whoever wins this match, and we've seen in the past with all really the six-person scrambles, whoever walks out victorious, it really does create bigger opportunities for them as the year progresses, especially on a stage like this. This is the biggest Limitless Wrestling show of all time. It's the four-year anniversary event. The anniversary events are essentially our WrestleMania, if you want to make a comparison. So this is definitely the time to make a statement and pick up a victory and potentially earn yourself a future spot in Limitless Wrestling for the time moving forward. And a guy like D.L. Hirst, for instance, who really made a statement against Ace Romero in the Vacation Land Cup, stepping up on 2 days' notice to take that match, this would be huge for him. It would also be huge for John Silver, who really has kind of lost his footing after the demise of the Thick Boys. He'd be looking for a huge win right here. Harlow O'Hara, who's been gone for a number of months, recently appearing on the WOW program as Fury. She'd love a huge victory here, as would everybody debuting. Eve Luno, as you said, taking part in the AEW show this weekend. Jody Threat, who's been someone I've been trying to get in the Limitless for quite some time, and I think she's going to be very impressive. And legit Layla Hirsch, who I mentioned on the This Week in Limitless on LimitlessWrestling.com. She's been someone highly requested by not only the fans of Limitless Wrestling, but the locker room. She's been a locker room favorite for quite some time with numerous people in the Limitless locker room. And we listen to the fans just as much as we listen to the locker room. So I'm very excited to have her debut and just excited for this match in general.
Now, I'm pretty sure this is the first time that there's been multiple women in a scramble. If not, it's definitely the first time there's been three women in a scramble.
No, you're absolutely wrong.
Really?
Hybrid Moments, November of 2017, we had an all-female scramble.
Okay, but for sake of this, I mean, that essentially is an all-women's match. For the sake of this, I'm saying you're combining men and women in the scramble. So you have a split
I think this is the first. I think this is the first scramble that's been split down.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. So that opens up some cool possibilities too. I mean, I think this is going to be an awesome match. Do you know? You don't have to tell us, but do you know which match is starting this card as of now?
I honestly don't. I've been flip flopping
because this is certainly one that could, and I think would set the tone for the night.
No, I agree totally. I haven't decided yet, to be honest. And usually when I'm booking up a card, I do have a pretty good idea of what match is going to open. But this one, I just feel like this is such a star-studded card in terms of match quality. I think this is the, you know, top to bottom, I think it's the best Limitless card that we've put out. So it's tough to kind of decide what order this is going to be in.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of these matches have stakes, and that's a good thing. In pro wrestling, you need stakes, and that is certainly something that many of these matches have. And even if the stakes are just, hey, this is my chance to make an impression on the biggest show this company's ever had, that's big enough as is.
Yeah.
A match that was announced this past week that everyone is just going crazy about, JT Dunn and Kevin Blackwood. No doubt Kevin Blackwood's biggest singles test here in Limitless Wrestling. This he is riding a lot of momentum right now. There's the history there from the Vacation Land Cup. JT Dunn probably looking for a little bit of retribution, no?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I think JT Dunn was not only shocked, but a little embarrassed. And not because he was pinned by Kevin Blackwood, but because JT Dunn for months was guaranteeing victory in the 2019 Vacation Land Cup, and then he's the first guy eliminated in the finals. And that's been eating away at him for months, and this is a match that he personally requested. And I think after, you know, 4 years of busting his ass in Limitless Wrestling, I do think he deserves a little bit of pull when it comes to, you know, maybe suggesting a match every once in a while.
And, that's a good one to suggest.
Yes, and I think Kevin Blackwood also wanted this match because, you know, there were a few people on Twitter calling it a fluke, you know, saying that Kevin Blackwood, you know, he did pin Christian Casanova and JT Dunn in one night, but a lot of people, because of JT's frustration and kind of taking his eye off the ball for a minute, were calling it a fluke. So this is a chance for both guys to really solidify a position in Limitless Wrestling. JT Dunn can potentially solidify that was indeed a fluke, and on a good night where he's 100% heading into the match, he can defeat Kevin Blackwood. But on the flip side, Kevin Blackwood's looking to prove to everybody that it's not a fluke and that he's on the run of his life right now after taking 6 months off of professional wrestling after a vicious car accident in January. I don't want to say taking off. I guess that came off wrong. He was fucking hurt in a car accident and he had to take it off. But now back on the run of his life, this would be a huge victory for him if he can defeat JT Dunn, you know, twice in 2 months.
And simultaneously for JT Dunn, it would be a reminder if he wins of what he's capable of doing and why he is positioned the way he is in Limitless.
Absolutely. And he's been a guy, you know, longtime supporters know that JT has been a guy who's busted his ass for Limitless Wrestling, and he's had matches against some of the best in the world inside a Limitless Wrestling ring. Cody Rhodes, John Gresham, Super Crazy. And then numerous members of the Limitless Wrestling roster on numerous occasions, like an Ace Romero, Anthony Green, just to name a few. So JT has put the work in. And I think it's eating him up a little that a somewhat newcomer like Kevin Blackwood, who's only been a part of Limitless Wrestling a year and a half now, has defeated him and is really getting a lot of notoriety for it.
Do you think there's almost a chip on the shoulder for Kevin Blackwood where, and I don't know if you've talked to him about this or if it's something that he's mentioned to you, but do you think part of him wants to earn the respect of JT Dunn?
Yes, and I definitely think that because, as I said, JT Dunn, I would say one of the more respected guys in the locker room, especially by the crew, because everybody knows how much success he's had in Limitless Wrestling. He's kind of like a gatekeeper here in Limitless Wrestling. You know, he's defeated some of the best to come through here, and it would be a huge, huge victory for Kevin Blackwood if he indeed can knock off JT Dunn again.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be a fun one to watch, and this is another one that could open the show potentially.
For sure.
Would be a lot of fun. Another one that this one just totally is like, we say it every podcast that you kind of get a taste of everything with a Limitless show, and this is certainly the example of that. So you go from a match like the Scramble, that's just going to be, you know, high-flying, people doing crazy stuff, to Chris Dickinson and Filthy Tom Lawler versus the Butcher and the Blade. Do you have ice packs ready for this one?
Oh, yeah. I think we'll need to get those big, what are they, the tin tubs that NFL players use? Yeah.
The ice baths?
Yep. Mm-hmm. This will be a slugfest.
Yeah.
I've been calling it a tag team super fight because I truly believe that's what it's going to be. Chris Dickinson and Tom Lawler.
That is a team.
That's a dream team right there. No pun intended to the man Stoke, but that's a dream team right there because these are, you know, two of the hardest hitters on the independents. And I think a lot of people wanted to see the singles match, but in the grand scheme of independent wrestling, you can find that. That match has been done a few times, so I wanted to do something different here. And it only made sense to put them with, I think, one of the hardest hitting tag teams going today, and that's the Butcher and the Blade, Andy Williams and Pepper Parks, who have had a couple appearances in Limitless Wrestling so far. But this is going to be really the chance where all four of these guys get to show, you know, really how brutal they are inside a professional wrestling ring. And you know, when you've got four of the hardest hitters in independent wrestling in a ring together, you know you're going to get something special.
I love watching Chris Dickinson work. He is just. He's an animal.
Dickinson's going to take off this year on it.
You think this is his year?
If we look at September 2020, I'd be surprised if he's not contracted somewhere, he's the top guy on the independents.
Yeah.
And it kind of baffles me that it's taken this long because I feel like we, you know, collectively, I'm not saying like Limitless Wrestling staff, but I'm saying like the fans of Limitless Wrestling and really the Northeast independent fans know what Chris Dickinson is capable of. And they've seen it, whether it's been in Limitless, GCW, Beyond, wherever he's gone in the Northeast, I feel like everybody knows exactly what he's capable of.
To this day, his stuff with Brian Cage in Limitless is like some of my favorite Limitless stuff, period.
Yes, they had killer matches. We got to do that one again. Yeah. We got to have a third one because, fuck, man, people still talk about that all the time.
Yeah, and there should be a third one. Got to get that blow off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huge test for Christian Casanova. He's got AR Fox. And again, complete opposite of the match we just talked about. This is pure athleticism. Two guys who are extremely talented in the ring in terms of their agility. And AR Fox is insane. And I'm not sure Christian Casanova has been put to that mental test of will he go that extra mile to knock off someone who's willing to give it all.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's been in, like, Christian has had matches with some incredible athletes, some incredible high flyers in Limitless Wrestling, DJ Z, Trey Miguel, Myron Reed, just to name a few. But in my opinion, I think AR Fox is just a crazy athlete. I think one of the best athletes on the independents, and he just doesn't care, man.
That's what I'm saying.
He puts his body on the line. He does incredible things to win professional wrestling matches. And
here's the deal, Randy. We've seen Christian Casanova cheat his way into so many wins. And you're not going to be able to do that against a guy like AR Fox because AR Fox is willing to do whatever.
Yeah.
So Christian Casanova has to take himself to that place where he can do that too.
This is the biggest test of his career in Limitless, I would say, because AR Fox has really solidified himself as anytime he steps into a Limitless Wrestling event, he's near the top of that locker room where he's, you know, he's had numerous main events in Limitless Wrestling. He's knocked off some of the best in Limitless, including Ace Romero, handing Ace his first loss. So he knows how to get the job done. And he's actually never faced off one-on-one with Christian Casanova. So I'm very excited for this first-time ever collision.
A match that has potential to be the best tag team match in the history of Limitless Wrestling. The New Heart Foundation, Teddy Hart and Davey Boy versus the Work Horsemen.
You excited for this one?
I mean, that wasn't hyperbole. I really believe. And look, the New Heart Foundation set the bar high with the Mainstay Posse not that long ago.
They did. That match was incredible.
But this really has potential to be not just one of the best tag team matches in Limitless history. I think this has potential to be one of the best tag team matches on the independent circuit this year.
Wow.
Can you disagree with that?
No. That's high praise.
Make an argument against that. I don't see how you can. And, I mean, we're in an era right now of incredible independent tag team wrestling. You got the Lucha Bros out there, all these other, you know, fantastic teams. LAX is back out on the scene full-time now. But, I mean, this is everything, man. This is everything you could want in tag team wrestling. These two teams are going to bring it.
Absolutely. And Teddy Hart has kind of solidified himself into the roster of Limitless Wrestling, and he's absolutely a fan favorite. And people got really stoked when we announced that the New Heart Foundation would be back, because they did have an incredible match with the Mainstay Posse in May. And the Work Horsemen came back with a vengeance a couple months ago. They had an incredible match with the Mainstay Posse at the 2019 Vacationland Cup. And I legitimately booked them on the spot that night because I was wavering of – I knew the New Heart Foundation was going to be at the anniversary show. I just didn't know what they'd be doing for the longest time. And had a couple options potentially in my head, but after the Work Horsemen's performance against the Mainstay Posse, it just kind of clicked that that's the match.
Yeah.
You look at how these guys match up. I'm so excited to see James Drake and Davey Boy come to blows. I'm so excited to see Teddy Hart and Anthony Henry square off in the center of the ring, because Anthony Henry is an insane striker, an insane grappler, and I think Teddy Hart is too, and people don't realize how good sometimes Teddy Hart is because he does crazy shit.
But Davey Boy, especially. Do you listen to Grilling JR at all?
I do, yeah.
So you've probably heard in the past 2 weeks, they've talked a lot about Teddy Hart and Davey Boy.
Yes, and, yeah, I heard especially the Davey Boy stuff where they were talking about how, you know, why he's not there right mm-hmm. now, and I wonder why too.
I thought the points they made were interesting, but this week there was a lot of Teddy Hart talk, and
really?
JR had some high praise for Teddy. And
he's an incredible fucking athlete, man.
Yeah, and he said that sometimes Teddy was his own worst enemy, and that he almost tried too hard sometimes back in the day.
Yeah.
And
no, I can see that for sure. Teddy's so passionate, too.
He is. I couldn't believe this, man. Just the last time I worked with Teddy, I remember after the match happened, I went back there. And, like, I walked by, and I was just going to say, hey, man, great match. And, like, he goes, hey, man, what'd you think of that match? Like what'd you think? Did you like it? It's like, what the hell do you care about my opinion for? Why do you care about my opinion? I've never done a moonsault before, you know? Like, thank God. And he's so self-conscious sometimes. And that's just from my experience, because he cares so much. And that's why I think they're going to put everything they can into this match.
I think so, too. They always do. And I truly appreciate that, because I think any time that Teddy has come into Limitless, he's one of the hardest workers in the locker room. And he really strives to make sure that every fan leaves the show happy, especially with his match. So I always appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, so this match, you didn't tell me anything about it. I had no idea this match was coming, and I lost my mind when I saw it was announced. Ace Romero versus Dan Moff. There are probably some Limitless fans out there who don't really know a whole lot about Dan Moff. But if you want to try to envision what Ace Romero would have been like in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, it's Dan Moff. He's a Jersey, New York guy. I saw him a ton of times growing up. Had a little run with Ring of Honor. Super, super talented.
And fuck, you would have seen him a lot when you were coming
Yeah,
up.
Dude.
Wow, I didn't even think
Oh, my God. That's why I lost my mind.
Yeah. Because
I used to, when I was in high school, I'd go to shows and see Dan Moff.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think of that.
Yep. And now Dan Moff is kind of like the elder statesman in that realm.
Yeah.
So Ace Romero has something to take from him. That's status.
Yeah.
And I think this, I could not have possibly ever imagined I'd get to see this match, but I can't think of any better match for this anniversary show than these two.
Yeah, and this is one that kind of came together very quickly because, to be honest, there was you know, a good period of time where I did not know what Ace Romero's match was going to be. We had a couple possibilities that did not come to fruition. So it was kind of very open-ended, and he put it out there that he wanted to fight. And Dan Moff has been someone who has been kind of knocking at the door of Limitless Wrestling for quite some time, highly suggested by a lot of people that I trust in the locker room, Ace Romero included, and Rich Palladino is another one who has mentioned Moff numerous times. And the timing was right, and it just made a lot of sense to do this now. They've had one collision before that was in the House of Hardcore television title tournament in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at the arena. So what better time for Ace Romero to get this rematch? And this is a rematch he's wanted because he fell short against Dan Moff. He did not defeat him. So now Ace Romero on his home turf in front of his fans, his family. A lot of family will be there for Ace Romero at the Expo. And this is a chance where he can kind of right that wrong. But
yeah.
Dan Moff, you know, as I said, has been someone knocking on the door of Limitless for quite some time. He's waited to get in here. He's not coming to lose. He's not coming to lose to Ace Romero on his home turf. So I'm very excited
and
for this one.
He's a bad man.
He is. Dan Moff is fucking crazy. I don't think people really realize it. Like, if you don't know Dan Moff, look him up. Because the Hit Squad with Monster Mac, early days of Ring of Honor, an insane tag team. Or look up some of his Jersey All-Pro stuff. That's the shit that I think really like set him apart. I got some early Jersey All Pro Wrestling DVDs way back. I think I bought them off fucking Beavis May at an IWE show back in the day. But I've got some old ones from like 04, 05, 06, and he's just insane. He's crazy, and he's still just as good as he used to be.
I can't wait for that match. I'm so excited to see that.
Me too.
All right. So I often praise Harry Aaron on this podcast, but I think he outdid himself in the past week. Dropped this Main State Posse, basically mini-documentary. It was outstanding. Chronicling, using archive footage, the reformation of the Main State Posse into where we are today. Main State Street Fight. The Main State Posse versus Alexander Lee and Brandon Kirk. Joey Eastman, you're letting him in. They're letting him in, I should say.
I'm not. Yeah, I was going to say, this has nothing to do with me.
They're letting him in. I just, it's like crushing to see what has come of the Main State Posse and Alexander Lee. I'm genuinely nervous for how this match is going to unfold. Because it's not just we're going to beat each other up with some weapons. Their brother turned his back on them. And to say it's personal is an understatement. They want to see Alexander Lee's blood lining the streets of Portland. And I'm terrified of what's going to happen with this match.
It's going to be insane. That video, if you have not seen it yet, youtube.com/limitlesswrestling, check it out. Unsanctioned, the death of the Main State Posse. Dedicate 15 minutes to that because, as you said, Harry Aaron absolutely killed it with that. There is another unsanctioned coming this week, by the way, so definitely be on the lookout for that. But that video really does take you through the whole experience of the Main State Posse. It takes you through the reformation in 2017 with Alexander Lee and the demise this year where everything just, you know, blew up And now this is truly the first time that we've kind of taken the restrictions off of Brandon Kirk, who is a known deathmatch wrestler. The first time in a long time we've taken the restrictions off of Alexander Lee, who's one of the most vicious men in Maine professional wrestling, and a lot of people don't know that either. And the first time in over a year that Joey Eastman will be, you know, allowed into a Limitless Wrestling event without being escorted out by security. Because as you see in the video, the Maine State Posse do reinstate Joey Eastman to Limitless Wrestling, which makes this match come to fruition. A Maine State street fight, as you said, and it's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be very vicious, going to be very hardcore, and you know, there's a score to settle here. So we'll see what happens here. The new alliance of Alexander Lee and Brandon Kirk taking on Danger Kid and Aiden Agro. Anything goes. Maine State street fight. Joey Eastman in Kirk and Lee's corner. Very personal for me as well, because I'm obviously friends with all these guys. And this has been quite a situation that has unfolded over the past couple months, something that nobody really expected. And in that unsanctioned video, also, you get the immediate reactions from Lee, Kirk, and Eastman after the 2019 Vacation Land Cup. And then a couple weeks later, you get the reactions from Agro and Danger Kid as they're really trying to come to grips with what happened. So it's a very good watch, and something if you're unfamiliar with any of this situation, or maybe if you don't know really how this, you know, came together from the start, definitely check that out, and it'll bring you right up to date.
No doubt. It's really special. And you talk about promos building up matches. This is all you need to see. We don't need to talk about this anymore, because all you got to do is watch that, and you'll get everything. Hair versus career. Jeremy Leary and Skyler versus Chris Statlander and Ashley Vox. Ashley Vox and Chris Statlander lose. Chris Statlander says bye-bye to Limitless Wrestling forever. If Jeremy Leary and Skyler lose, goodbye to the quote-unquote best hair in professional wrestling. Debatable. You have told me that Bradford the Barber will be on standby. Is that shaping up well?
Yes. So we've made sure all our bases are covered with this match, so that
locking the doors.
Yeah, with either outcome, we do have it covered. We have dire security there as well. So if Jeremy Leary tries to escape before getting his hair cut by Bradford, Chris, and Ashley, he'll be escorted back to his seat. If Chris Statlander refuses to leave the building, if she loses and has to leave Limitless Wrestling, she'll be escorted out as well. So with whatever happens, we have it covered. But this is a monumental match, because someone's life is going to change truly forever, because we're either seeing Chris Statlander in a Limitless Wrestling ring for the final time, or we're seeing Jeremy Leary with hair for the final time. And as you said, big stakes on the line in a lot of these matches, this one especially, because Chris Statlander, in my opinion, has really grown in Limitless Wrestling. She made her original debut in November of 2017 at a studio taping against Alley Cat. And then after that, she makes her live event debut in January of 2018, and then she's been on primarily every event since then. And we've seen some incredible matches with the likes of her tag team partner on this night, and I guess former rival. I guess they've smoothed things over, at least for the time being, over their hate of Skyler and Leary. But she had that incredible unsanctioned match at Snake Bitten January of this year with Ashley Vox. She's had some incredible matches with Christian Casanova, Penelope Ford, Pat Buck, just to name a few. So it'll be sad if this is the last stand of Chris Statlander. I know the rumors have been swirling that she is leaving the planet of independent wrestling sometime soon. But on the flip side, it'll be pretty sweet if Jeremy Leary does indeed get that head shaved. That'll be a sight to see. I don't know if he's great bald. I saw someone photoshopped like his head bald. I'll mm-hmm. send it to you. I'm gonna post it on Instagram tonight. Fuck it. But somebody photoshopped a photo of him bald, and it's the best thing I think I've ever seen.
I look so like I wear a kid size hat because my head is tiny. Okay,
that's amazing. That's
and
great.
My family genetics say that I should be bald right now,
Really?
Which obviously and thankfully I am not. And I've only, because I've had people say, oh, you should put your hair on the line in the match. Are you crazy? I would look like, you ever see The Dark Knight Rises?
I haven't, but explain what
you've never
going
seen
for.
The Dark Knight Rises?
Dude, I don't watch shit, to be honest.
Oh my
I'm
God.
In a wrestling bubble.
Well, for those who have, the child of Ra's al Ghul in the Lazarus Pit, go ahead and. On your phone after this, do a little Google search of what I'm talking about, and you'll get a good laugh out of that. That's probably what I would look like. So I'm glad that that's not the case right now.
Yeah.
All right. Biggest match in Limitless Wrestling history. The World Championship on the line. MJF and Retro Anthony Green. It is insanity that this match is even happening. MJF, one of the most talked about stars in all of pro wrestling these days. AG, one of the hottest rising prospects. All over the WWE Network and Evolve, MJF, we know what he's doing. Anthony Green is fighting on behalf of the Limitless Wrestling fans to take that title back to the people. MJF doesn't really care. What more can you want in a championship main event here?
I agree. And this is truly a fight of, I feel, Limitless Wrestling versus MJF. MJF has been absent from Limitless Wrestling since May, taking the championship all around. You know, he did make it a world championship. He's done some incredible things with the championship. However, I do think it gets lost on him that doing all this as the Limitless Wrestling champion doesn't mean a ton if you're not there. And the fans want to see the champion there. And he's been saying for months now that he's going to take the championship to All Elite Wrestling, make it bigger than anybody else could. And that's true. You know, being a signed star to, you know, one of the biggest upcoming pro wrestling, I don't want to say upcoming, but one of the biggest professional wrestling companies going today is huge.
Yeah.
But Anthony Green is doing this for the Limitless Wrestling fans to bring the championship back home. And we heard it at the end of the 2019 Vacationland Cup. He won the cup for the fans. They won it together, and they're going to win the championship together, as he said. But MJF, I've seen some video interviews that are going to drop this coming week. MJF is walking into this match very confident that he can pin Anthony Green once again with the championship on the line, because I think a lot of people do forget that when MJF won the championship, the 3 second count was made as he was on top of Anthony Green. His shoulders were pinned down to the mat for the 1, 2, 3, and that's where MJF becomes the champion. And we obviously know, anyone who saw that knows that JT Dunn knocked out MJF and he landed on Anthony Green. However, the fact's still there. He pinned Anthony Green for the Limitless Wrestling Championship, and Anthony Green worked his way back up to get a shot at the championship, winning the 2019 Vacationland Cup. It's going to be an amazing match. This is the one I'm most excited for, because this is truly, you know, a dream match, in my opinion, for Limitless Wrestling fans, where MJF has been a thorn in the side of, I feel, Limitless Wrestling fans since his return. I don't even, since he's been here, but truly since his return in September. We saw the formation of the Kings, and he's had just an insane year with so many things changing in his, you know, his personal and professional life and inside Limitless Wrestling as well. And Anthony Green the same way. Anthony Green was on a bit of a low point that led into that championship loss, and then he's really gained ground and made his way back up to the top.
Did you see the panel that MJF did at StarCast?
Oh, I've seen clips dropping on Twitter.
You heard what he said about the kid in the wheelchair?
I didn't.
There's a kid in a wheelchair that was giving him the business a little bit. And Max said, clearly I'm doing better than you. Look what I can do. And then he just stood up.
Wow. Yeah, I don't put that past him, though. That's MJF.
Unbelievable.
Our champion.
Your champion.
Yeah.
But AG's looking to change that.
Yes.
And have you had a chance to really talk with him about how much it would mean for him to get this done?
I have. And I think his comments after winning the cup to really solidify that to the fans of just how much this means to him to be the Limitless Wrestling champion. And he had to go through a lot to get there. I mean, he defeated Tommy Dreamer and Sean Spears in the first round of the Vacation Land Cup, pins Ace Romero to finally win it in the finals, and just Anthony Green's been here since day one. He's we've seen so many changes and really the metamorphosis into retrosexual Anthony Green, but AG just, he truly cares about Limitless Wrestling. And MJF, I think that he cares, but he cares in a way where he wants to be remembered as the guy who built this company. He wants to be remembered as the guy who took this company from obscurity to something. And I believe that's what he believes he's doing as the champion, but Anthony Green and a lot of the Limitless Wrestling fans don't agree with that. So this, I'm super excited for this match because it's, tensions are going to be high, and you know it's going to be a match for the ages, I think.
I think so, too. And I think it's going to cement this as the biggest show ever in Limitless with an absolutely stacked card. And people are just waiting for this moment that Anthony Green might bring home this championship to them. And if he doesn't, well, who knows?
Who's the next guy up? That's going to be the question that we got to answer after that.
And who knows what Max's status is? I know you said that you've got him locked down for several dates, but as we've seen here in Limitless, that doesn't necessarily matter, according to some people. So,
well, we got it resolved, so it does matter.
Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's just, it's one of those things where you're going to have 700, 800 people, if not more than that, pretty much solidly behind one person.
Yeah, I don't think there's too many MJF fans in the area, to be quite honest.
Maybe that kid in the wheelchair will come.
Fuck.
Would you give him a free ticket?
If so.
You give him a free ticket? Open invite?
Yes. That's okay. Absolutely an open invite.
Open invite. Free ticket to the kid that MJF mocked, which is about, I don't know, that covers a wide range of about.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if we can put that out there because we'd be giving away a lot of free tickets.
But on a serious note, Randy, I mean, this is pretty incredible. It is the anniversary show in a historic venue for Limitless Wrestling. All the talent are incredibly proud to have been part of it. I speak for myself when I say that, and I speak for everyone else I know as well, that I've been in locker rooms, not just pro wrestling locker rooms, but major sports locker rooms, and very rarely do you see complete solidarity. And I never saw a dispute in a Limitless or Let's Wrestle locker room. Everyone's in there. It's a team. Everyone's in there to put on the best show possible. And that's a tribute to the fans. It's a tribute to you. And it's about leaving everything you've got out there so that you can put on the best product possible and change the game, make history. And that's exactly what Limitless is setting out to do here with Know Your Enemy. Let's do it.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for it. Just to recap, anyone who's still looking to grab tickets for this show, you still can. LimitlessWrestling.com. Head to the ticket section. Just $15 general admission tickets. They will be available until Thursday night, and then if you have not grabbed them by then, you can get them at the door. They'll be shipping until the end of Tuesday, so there's still a chance to grab them and actually get them in your hands before the day of the show. If you want any more info, facebook.com/limitlesswrestling, limitlesswrestling.com, Twitter at LW Main. We're throwing up updates pretty much every day going into this event. So, definitely check that out. And we'd love to see you, on Friday. As John said, we're truly making history here. It's going to be the, biggest crowd in Limitless Wrestling history, the biggest venue in history, and, the biggest show in history, truly, as we celebrate 4 years of Limitless Wrestling, something that, I wasn't sure after the first night would really take off. And I'm truly forever grateful that we have such a strong fan base. And, you know, we're going to see at least 700 people at this event. I'm hoping over 1,000, but we'll see what we can do. But just thank you to everybody for believing in this, for believing in the performers who have come through Limitless Wrestling and just continuously supporting independent wrestling in Maine.
Let's do it. Know Your Enemy. We'll see you then.